Hi, this is Steve Barish from the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Hope everything is doing fine this evening. Just wanted to say hello and be with you for the next hour, and just want to have some fun. What we were discussing, I was doing the Fred Bell Show last night, and we had a lot of fun on there. I had a lot of people that called for healings, and that was a lot of fun. We healed a lot of people last night, and that was really, really good. So if anybody does need a healing, please don't hesitate to give us a call and let us help you. This evening, what I wanted to talk about was basically about knowing what direction we are walking in and what to do to get into a better direction. And what I wanted to talk about is our own honesty. And I think it's very important that we talk about things that are really, really important to us that make a lot of sense. And the things that make a lot of sense to me basically is my truth. And I try to live that as well as I can and to be prepared as much as I possibly can for what happens in that area. And the reason that I'm saying that is because the truth to me is really, really important. And shaking hands with a person, I was raised that way, that when you shook your hand with somebody, that you kept your word. And I was raised that way, and I still live that way today. So Dad taught me very well in those directions. But it's really important to speak what you want to say, and try to be the best that you possibly can be when you're speaking in terms of your honesty and your values. I think it's really important. I know that when I massage people, my truth comes through my hands. And people feel that, and people actually feel the honesty coming through. And not only me, but everybody that speaks, because what we do is that we put our identity, or I put my identity in my hands. So in other words, if I'm working on somebody and I'm doing what I can do, the best that I possibly can do, my eyes are always focused. If I'm not focused, my eyes are not focused. And I learned a technique that was very important for me to live like an eagle. In other words, if I am actually looking at somebody, I very rarely blink. My eyes are pretty well much open. So when I'm facing somebody and I'm talking to somebody and they're asking me questions, I'm usually very focused in terms of giving them the best answer that I possibly can, whether I'm healing or whether somebody's asking me a personal question or a question that I can help them with, or even directions. It's very important to come across the best way that you possibly can. The best way to do that is to live the best that you possibly can in terms of what you think, how you think. If you think one-dimensionally, you come across one-dimensionally. If you think three-dimensionally or four-dimensionally, you're thinking about what to say before you even come out and say it, before the person has even finished with the statement. Usually I have an answer that's already there. It's really important to be able to focus on that and to realize how important it is to speak the truth and not to be off the guard with that. So that's what I have to say about that. The other questions I was asked last night, what is the projector like? I was asked about the projector on the Fred Bell Show. And the projector itself is a double helix. It's not a single helix like the necklace. The original necklace. The original necklace is a single helix, as I just said. So the best bet to do is that when you're thinking about a projector, the projector doesn't heal like the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor itself has an ideal of being able to clear the body, and the projector projects energy in a way to be able to help you in what you want in life. In other words, if you're doing something and you want something, you can actually project that through the projector, and usually I get it fairly instantaneously, and I'm not talking... Hello?
Hello, Stephen. This is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, better and better.
Good.
Calling to see if you could... just take a look and see what's going on, some stuff in my throat, and just some clearing.
What's going on? Well, first of all, what's going on with your stomach that's causing your throat to go off?
Something my wife had, and I picked it up from her. Something's going around. I guess all everybody's in the areas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's coming from. Yeah, it's coming out of the stomach. You're right.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's where it's coming from. Tell you what you can do, which would be a lot of fun.
Okay.
About, let's see what we're doing. 1, 2, 3. 3 inches above your belly button. Take your index fingers, the first 3 index fingers. Okay? Not the pinky. But the first 3 index fingers, and press in there, and you feel the top of your head opening up.
Yes.
And your stomach clearing.
Wow.
How does that feel?
That feels wonderful.
Yeah. Good. Good. Now your heart's opening up on top of that, so... Just breathe it, that's it. What's happening basically is that you have excess angst, anxiety?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're going to feel your stomach. You're just below your stomach. And everything in your body is starting to relax. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. You need to do this for your wife also.
Okay.
Or have her do it if she's around, and she'll start relaxing too. There you go. How does that feel?
That feels very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Another way of doing this, just release your stomach. That's it. Okay. Put your hand over the same area and move down approximately 1 inch with your hand open. That's it. You should feel that at the back of your throat right now. Can you feel that? Good. That's it. Just let it release. You should be able to feel your lungs releasing now. Does that feel better for you?
Yes, it's clearing. I feel it in my butt, too.
Yeah. Just let everything release. Very good. These are techniques that I've used for many times in terms of letting myself relax. Or if my tummy gets upset, I just hold it. Or I press in and just allow myself to relax. That's good. Now your heart is opening up more. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. You should have more vision in your eyes. In other words, if you're looking straight ahead, like the eye of an eagle, you should have more peripheral vision right now. you should be able to see almost to the top of your head. Like your forehead is gone. Can you feel that?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, what you need to do with something like this is there's a lot of value to what we're doing. And I was talking about honesty and truth. And when you're true to yourself, you can actually open up your mind more just by holding your tummy. Actually, this is the fifth brain area. So you're making a connection between the fifth brain and the rest of the brain. And what's happening is that instead of having vision that's straight ahead, you should feel more vision all around. In other words, you should feel it above your eyes, below your eyes, about maybe 2 inches, and your visual is almost to the back of your head. This is what you can do with the fifth brain. Can you see that now? You have to go into a meditative state. Just let go. That's why we're talking so much about letting go on this program. And it will open up to that value. How does that feel?
Well, it feels wonderful.
Yeah, good, good. And then you can take your hand away and you should feel a lot better. And you should feel very, very focused.
Yes, it is.
Right, right, right. I don't know why your lower back is affected by that, but is your lower back affected by that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason that I'm looking at it, the coccyx area and the sacral area, and I'm very visual that way. I can look at the coccyx and sacral area, even though I'm looking straight ahead, I can actually see it.
Yes.
And it feels much more open. And yours is doing the same thing. There's a good vibratory quality coming from your lower back. You should be able to feel that in your head. It's really interesting how you can do different things with the hands on the body.
Yes, it is.
You know, you just have to, what I do is that I experiment, and
yes.
I take my hand, put it on the belly button, above the belly button, a little below the belly button, and what I'll do is just sit there and be unfocused. And when you're unfocused is when you become the most focused.
Yes.
Especially with energy. And you can try that, and you can do that. You know, just get somebody unfocused. What I mean by unfocused, if you want to see an aura, if you're focused on, you can't see an aura. But when you're unfocused, you see an aura.
Yes.
And it's basically the same thing with this kind of work. You put your hand on your tummy, and right away you can feel the energy opening up more around your body. So I think it's really, really important to realize the power that we have in our minds. I have a good friend of mine, Bob and his lady fair, and her eyes bother her terribly. She's got, she's a diabetic, and she's one of the best friends I have, and she's a sweetheart. And one of these days, what I'll do is show her how to focus, with the hand over the fifth brain and how to clear her eyes even more. So, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do.
Now, we really appreciate you giving us this information.
A lot of this has been hidden for centuries and thousands of years. And I don't believe in hiding things. I think people should know the truth about what we can do. We have so much power. It's just absolutely incredible. And somebody needs to help people with this kind of power. We need to be, that's where the honesty comes in. That's where the truth lies. And if we want wisdom, if we want to know more about ourselves, we need to get in touch with all ourselves. And when God wanted us to realize how easy all this really is, it's actually easy to do. You just have to have a teacher or a director to be able to help you with it. There's not many people that know these things, but I'm just glad that I'm here, that I can be humble with it enough to say this is how these things work. And you can really do it. I mean, there's so many different things. You can supercharge your body by taking your hands and putting them an inch apart, levelly, over the back of the head, and actually supercharge your body. But I have to figure out a way to be able to show people, and I've done this before, how to stand in the light and put your hands over your head, over your chakra, and actually supercharge your body in about 3 or 4 seconds. So if you're down in energy, you just take your hands, stand in the light, put your hands over the back chakra of the head, which is open, and just supercharge it by bringing it down, and bringing more energy down, and let that flowing into your body within a matter of 2-3 seconds, you're all recharged. So I got to figure out a way to be able to do that. Maybe I can do it with you. Maybe that would help
sure.
a lot of people. Could you do me a favor?
Okay.
If you just put your hands in front of you and bring your fingers very close to each other. In other words, you have your left hand and your right hand, and just make them opposite.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Your fingertips within about 3 inches of each other. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I've got them.
Okay. Now, what I would like you to do, you're standing. It feels like you're standing.
Yes, I'm standing.
Okay. What I want you to do is lean forward just a little bit. Okay, right there is fine. Now, I want you slowly, very, very slowly, to move backwards, because what we're going to do is I'm going to give you direct access, just perfect access from heaven to earth, okay? So just lean back a little bit. Right there. You feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're standing direct?
Yes.
How does that energy feel just standing there?
It feels really smooth.
Yes. Okay, what I need you to do is take your fingers on both sides, just like I showed you before. Take your left hand, your right hand, put your fingers approximately 3 inches away from each other, and slowly put down your phone. What I'm going to do is, do you have a speakerphone?
Yeah, I got it on speakerphone, and I got it setting down.
Okay, good. I want you to take your fingers and from the front of your head, I want you, this is on the top of your head, I want you slowly to move your hands back, and you'll feel tremendous energy coming in at the back of the head. So just put your hand, that's it, you're getting in the area now, that's it, right there. How does that energy feel?
It feels good.
Yeah. Put it back a little further, right there. How does that energy feel?
Feel some clarity on the right side. The right side feels real clear.
Okay. Just allow the hands to be 3 inches apart, like your left hand is right next to your right hand. In other words, it's looking on both sides. They're actually very direct with each other. Can you feel your left side opening up now?
Yes.
Good. Just let that energy charge. Should be able to feel the energy down by your feet now.
Yes.
Good.
A wave.
Excuse me?
I said it was a wave of energy, just wave
yes.
down my feet.
Just keep your hands there. Move your hands a little bit forward. Right there. Yes, right there is fine. You have to move your hands back and forth very slowly to find the optimal amount of energy that you can get to flow through your body. So play with that a little bit and see where you... Now you're going too forward. Keep your hands going towards your back. That's it. You're right in that area. Now, take your hands and raise them up another 3 inches. That's it. Now you should feel more energy. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Now you're supercharging yourself. Good. Now, if you want to have some real fun, take your steps slowly and walk into the light that's right in front of you. Remember the light I told you a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay, walk into the light that way. That's it. How does that feel?
Feels wonderful.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's how you do that.
Yep.
Now you should feel... Excuse me.
I'm really waking up.
Yes. You should feel more multidimensional. Can you feel yourself opened up more, like more awake?
Yeah.
Good. And that goes for everybody out there. If you guys can do that, you're going to find out, you're going to start feeling a lot of energy. That white light is right in front of you. It's something that, for some odd reason, God's given me. And you can actually just walk right into that white light and heal yourselves. So, you know, I did that on the Fred Bell Show last night. And we did a show last year out in... I believe, let me see, we did that in Laguna Beach, as a matter of fact. And we brought down, I brought down 3 pillars of light, and the big one was about 4 feet wide, and we had about 60 people, and Fred was telling me that some of the people were levitating right off the ground. So we had a lot of fun with that. See, there's a lot you can do with this stuff. How do you feel now?
I feel very clear.
Good, good.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to do. Is your wife home?
No, she's on her way back home from shopping.
Ah, drats. It's a shame she's not there.
Yeah, I spent 2 days just laying on the couch, just trying to regather my energy, and this is really works very well. This is helping tremendously.
Right, that's why I wanted you to do that, because you felt like your energy was really, really low. And you should be fresh as a baby.
Yes, yes. Good. I'm normally a high energy person, and I do a lot of healing work as well with other people, but it. Tends to drain me sometimes, and then I have to stop.
Sure, sure. Now, standing in the light, I've taught a lot of teachers, professors. What you can do is, if you're in a classroom with children, and you stand in the light, in other words, you're on perfect access, without moving your hands, without doing anything, you can quiet a class like in about 30 seconds. Just relax everybody in the room.
Yes.
I was standing in the light, because what you're doing is bringing that energy, that holy energy, down from heaven. And you're actually in perfect access, which just smooths out everything in the room. That's good. You're a healer then?
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. What do you do, can I ask?
I'm an electrician, but I also I do healing work. Is the other part of me, and working bringing heaven to earth. That's my project right now.
Wonderful, Wonderful. That's what's really, really important. We need that so much.
Yes. Yes, and your information is always helpful. You're always on target, and you have a big heart. There's a lot of times I think of you wishing or trying to bring myself through that same energy because not being judgmental of something. That always stops you when you bring in some judgment, and I know that you're just a very grounded and open, and so if I can think of your energy and bring it through when I have those times, it's very encouraging and much more helpful for the situation.
Let me give you the three things that I got, and this will help you out a lot. Do you have pencil and paper?
Let's see, I got a pen. Give me 1 second.
Take your time. Take your time.
Okay, I got it.
Make no judgments.
Okay.
Don't try to comprehend.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the third one here. Make no judgments, try not to comprehend. And allow yourself to go. Allow things to go. Nothing belongs to us. God's love is free. God's love is open. So what we need to do is not try to comprehend and make no judgments towards anything or anybody. And just keep your mind open. And that's what I do.
I'm very thankful for your help and working with you.
Well, thank you.
You working with me.
It's a pleasure working with people that want to work.
I've been sitting waiting for your show to come on today, and I know the boys that were on right before you, they're very avid in what their belief systems, and I'm like, well, I can't wait till Stephen gets on, and they probably need to listen to you a little bit.
That's fine. They need to listen to themselves.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. That's the trick of everything, is to listen to yourself, to listen to that voice, that inner voice inside of you. Because that's God. He won't lead you wrong.
Yes, I think that's what I'm getting in touch with, is that connection with God. Being able to use that energy and getting out, instead of my ego, thinking of my own energy, just to bring through God's energy and let it be done that way.
Right, that right, right.
Take away from myself.
Right, right. It's really important to have a value that really works for you. And the way that I look at it, the Almighty is about as perfect as you can possibly be. And I can't say that I'm close to that, but I can say that I try to live that way.
Yeah.
I try to use a lot of modesty. If I do massages all week long, and it's very important. I have a lot of ladies that come in. I do about 95-96% women, and modesty is very important.
Yes.
So what I do is, not only do they have a sheet over them, but they also have a towel across their, you know, their upper part of their body.
Yes.
And everything is focused on love and harmony. And it's very, very important that they feel that, anybody, men or women, that they feel that they can actually feel that kind of love coming through my hands, and to be able to clear them the best way possible, and to use a lot of modesty. And women can feel different things. If they think that you're not doing something clear, they pick up on that like 1, 2, 3. Yeah. And we were taught that in school, in massage school. And so it's very important that we be as kind as we possibly can, either men or women. So it's very, very important to be there and be aware of... when I massage, I'm very aware of people's feelings. When you're open and you don't have the ego in front of you coming through your eyes, what you have is heaven's eyes. You feel everything that the person feels when you're working on them. In other words, if they're feeling anxiety, you're in touch with that anxiety, and the anxiety can actually leave them. Whereas if you're not totally focused, it won't leave. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Sometimes, though, I can feel what's going on, and then when I'm done, I end up with some residue. You know, that's what I was talking about.
Are you talking about residue for yourself?
From that person, from what we were working on, you know, and then it ends up... I'm carrying some of that. It seems as though it's in my energy field.
Okay, let me help you with that then, so you'll have an idea what to do. Write down this prayer.
Okay.
When you're done with the person, and you want to get rid of excess energy, there's two ways of doing it. Number one is to let everything go. Once you learn and achieve to let go, that'll never be there with you.
Okay.
Okay. The other is a blessing that you can use. Okay. Do you have pencil and paper?
Yes, I've got it. I've got it in my hand. I'm ready.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who taught us the commandments and commanded us in washing of the hands. And you can actually take your hands and just rinse them under the sink.
Yes.
Go back and forth with your hands. And actually you'll be able to feel the light come through your hands and clear you right out. In other words, it'll clear your aura, it'll clear everything around you. Because you're using one of God's commandments.
That's very wonderful. That should be helpful for a lot of people.
It would be helpful for a tremendous amount of people. I hope that people are listening. They usually do, and they can do this. I actually do this in the morning before I even take a shower. I'll wash my hands and say that. Because we gather stuff in the evening, we let go of stuff in the evening.
Yes.
And sometimes the residue. God creates creation every day. We create creation every day as God does. Not that we're God, but we're a part of God. And what we need to do is to cleanse our bodies. So that's a good way of waking up and doing that prayer in the morning. And you'll feel really, really smooth after you do that. So that should help you an awful lot.
Yes. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Okay. I'll let someone else call in.
Thank you.
And I sincerely appreciate you and bless you.
Well, thank you so much. I could use blessings.
Thank you, Stephen.
You take care of yourself.
Yes. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. It's wonderful getting phone calls like that. And please use those techniques that I show that young fella. Just don't be afraid to use them. Allow that to be a staple diet for you to be able to use those techniques. As I'm saying, they're not, some of them are hidden, some of them are not hidden. And we need to allow ourselves to be able to do some of those prayers. And also to be able to feel that energy coming through and just to be able to stand in the light, to be able to feel perfect access between heaven and earth and allow that energy. You could stand for hours in that position, because what you're doing is standing between heaven and earth, and that magnifies everything. So it's really a lot of fun to do. There's other things to do with that. What I'd like to do at some point is show you how to clear your body and open up different parts of your body by using this technique. It's really, really a lot of fun to do, but we'll do that eventually. Hello?
Hi, Steve. My name is Lynn. I'm calling from Washington State.
Oh, hi, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but I was wondering if you could work with me on my lungs.
Sure. You should be able to feel that clear right now.
Yeah.
Are you feeling your lungs clearing?
Yes, I am.
Good, honey. Yes, I hear you, Lord. Okay, what I'm hearing from heaven, you have a 4-foot pillar of light in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stand in that light? It's about a foot and a half in front of you. Just take a walk right into it.
Okay.
That's it. A little bit further. Right there. How does that energy feel?
It feels real strong and clear.
Good. Just let that energy clear. It's clearing your whole body right now. Okay. The words that I'm hearing, do you mind if I tell you what I'm hearing?
No, please do.
Okay. Never fear me. I'm always with you. Trust in me as I trust in you. Love me as I love you, and all will come to those who await my time. Now, your lungs should be clear as a bell right now. How does that feel to you?
Well, they feel a lot better than when I called. They've always been my weak point in my body.
Yes. Now, if you would take your hand and put it right above your belly button and just hold it there, you're going to feel a lot of warmth and a lot of love emitting from your hand into your body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. This is to show you the power that you have within yourself. Good. You should feel that warmth going all through your body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. You need to realize how powerful you really are. We're all so unique, and we have so much love. All we need to do is get out of our own way and allow this energy to come through.
Yeah, it feels overwhelming, kind of.
Yes, what you're doing is, let me explain to you what's happening. You're getting out of your ego, and you're coming into your true self.
And I can do this. Can I do this same process?
You can do it. I'm showing it to you so you can do this process. Yes, this is what it's all about. That light will not go away from you. That's pretty powerful stuff. Now, you've got to have a lot of darkness pouring out of you right now. So just let that come out, honey. That's all old stuff. That's your ego. That's everything that you don't need. Allow that to go. let it come out. Can you see the darkness coming out of yourself?
Yes.
Good, honey. Just let that go. That was a good cough. Now, you should feel a lot more grounded. You're becoming a lot more grounded. But more important than that, you should feel yourself opening up around yourself. Can you feel that? Can you feel your mind clearing a lot more?
Yes, I can.
Okay. What's happening is that the more your ego goes, the more consciousness you'll have. Good. Now you should be becoming very, very focused. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. You're looking straight ahead and nothing is affecting you at all. You should just be seeing pure energy, pure light. How does that feel?
Well, it feels really expansive.
Yes.
And a lot of clarity.
Right. Do these techniques every day.
Okay.
Okay, do them once or twice a day, three times a day. And then say to yourself, I breathe in the breath of God. How does that feel?
Like I'm really loved.
Right, right. Learn to do that every day for yourself. It's really, really important to do.
When you say let go of the ego, is that just, say, stepping aside and
yes,
letting
you're,
truth
what
come
you're
through?
Doing is you're stepping aside and allowing the holy energy to flow through you. You're allowing the Holy of Holies to run right through your body.
I can feel that, yes.
Good.
Definitely.
And that's what you want to do, and that will open you up.
I feel like I released a lot, but it feels like my body's still hanging on to stuff.
That's because you're saying it.
Okay.
Allow yourself to express your own expression. Allow yourself to express your true self. And what that means is that allow your mind to get away from brain chatter. You know the part where you think about 50,000 things in a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Allow that to clear. By standing in the light that you're doing right now, you could use that energy to clear your mind totally, clear your body totally. You should actually be the upper half of your body and the lower half of your body are coming into sync right now. So what you need to do is just let go. That's it. Good. That's very good.
Yeah, it feels really clear now.
Yes. You should feel very, very clear.
I do.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, my whole body feels different.
Yes. You should feel very, very, very transparent.
Yeah, I feel that too. Like okay. I can rip through myself.
Right. What that takes, let me tell you what that takes. People look for that all their lives, to be transparent in terms of energy. Some people never reach that in their lifetime. You're reaching it right now.
Hmm.
How does that feel?
It feels very clear and very safe.
Yes. That's because you're in touch with you. You're in touch with your true self. When you get in touch with your true self, you're transparent.
I'll definitely work on that frequently.
Think of a water bottle that's filled with water, and you're looking from one side to the other side, and you can see one side of the bottle, and you can look through the water and see the other side of the bottle. That's exactly the way you should be feeling right now, that you're very clear and very transparent.
Yes.
Okay?
I have
and that should last you for quite some time. So, very seriously, to reach that level of transparency, some people look a lifetime for that, and you found it in 10 minutes.
Thanks to you.
Oh, no, thanks to you. You're the one that's opening up. I'm just directing you, but you're the one that's doing it.
Well, it feels really good.
Well, that's the power that you have within yourself. You're looking for the power and you found it.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad I could help you.
I've worked with you before and you're always been very helpful and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Anytime you need to call me back, don't hesitate.
Well, all right. Thanks so much for your help and what you do for other people, too.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you and have a good evening.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. And that's what I call by getting in touch with yourself and getting in touch with your truth. I didn't know how to phase that in the beginning of the program. The way that I can phase it is to show you better than I can talk about it. So that's what we've been doing this evening, is getting in with our true truths and finding out this power that we have within us and around us that God has given us, blessed be his name, and that we can use this kind of energy to make us go further and further than we ever thought possible. So that's what's fun about it. So I'm glad that people are listening and learning, and I'm learning just as much as you guys. So I think it's just really, really important that we walk with a lot of humility and a lot of love to reach the levels we want to reach. We have to let the egos go and bring in pure love and pure light and pure energy and get to a point of transparency. I have clients that I've been working with for 15 years. Some of them reach the transparent state, and some of them don't. But I keep trying with all my clients, and eventually, hopefully, God willing, they'll all open up to this wonderful energy and this wonderful height of consciousness. So the clearer we are, the more we can serve God, the more we can serve ourselves. And it's really important to realize that we have the power within us and around us to reach nirvana. And you don't have to do this for 50 years to get to that point. You can get there in a matter of minutes. God did not want everything to be very, very hard. He wanted people to learn these things and to keep it simple. And the more simple that we can make things, actually, the truth is very simple. Getting in line with the universe is very simple. It's a matter of staying there. It's a matter of knowing what you want. In other words, when I get up in the morning, hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes?
I'm calling because I would like to get a receptor from Fred Bell.
Yes?
But I'm not certain what metal I should be choosing or what stone.
Well, I think you should have a silver receptor.
A what receptor?
A silver, a solid silver receptor.
Silver receptor, okay.
Yes, that has a nice frequency.
You know, we're fading in and out, which has a what kind of frequency?
Oh, it has a solid silver receptor.
Okay.
Okay, do you hear me now?
A little better, yes. A solid silver receptor.
Yes, and you'll need, let me see here. There's two stones that I'm looking at, a pink tourmaline or a pink sapphire or a blue sapphire. Blue sapphire is good for the heart. And I just want to check out these. No. Yes. Okay. The pink sapphire is good for energy, induced balancing, and emotional balance. It's good for the heart, the gonads, the endocrine glands, and the spleen and pituitary. Which means it's very good for the whole body. And you need a lot of love around you. What I'm going to do, you should be able to feel a lot of pink around you right now. And you should feel a tremendous amount of energy around you now. Can you feel that?
I can feel the pink. Yes, I can.
Yes. Do you feel more lively?
Yes.
Do you feel more balanced?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. What I'm doing is just taking, we're going to try two different stones. The pink is beautiful on you. The energy of it is gorgeous around you. The blue sapphire, I'm going to take the pink sapphire away and put the blue sapphire around your body now. Now, you should be able to feel the blue light around your body. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I think you're becoming more grounded with the blue.
But I feel happier with the pink.
Yes, I know you do. All right, let's take the blue. Yeah, your energy is coming down with the blue. Let's turn that around and put the pink back in your body again. There we go. Now you're starting to come back up again. Can you feel it?
Yes, I can.
That's how I test people. I just take the stone and put it on their body, and then they can actually see the energy coming back up. Now, the pink is around you. How does that feel again? Can you feel the pink energy?
Yeah, I feel happier with it.
Yes, yes. That's the stone you need, would be pink sapphire.
Okay, so solid silver with a pink sapphire.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
what
you
I can
so
do,
much.
Call me. I'll give you my phone number at home here.
All
it's
right.
Area codes 585.
Yes.
Give you my cell phone. 585-746-4699.
Okay.
That's my cell phone. That's the cell phone for Paradigm.
All right.
For me. And I'll order that over the phone with you, and I'll give that to Fred tonight.
Okay. I'll call you.
Yeah, call me after the show, honey, and I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You should feel
yes.
a lot better with that pink around you. You can feel the energy all around you now?
I can feel it inside me, around the heart.
Yes, that's where you need it. So I think you're doing fine.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. And
oh,
I will call
it's my
you.
Pleasure. My pleasure. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you after the show.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's so much that we can do with this energy. I mean, there's no limit to what we can do by opening up and allowing ourselves to feel this kind of energy and this kind of love. So we can actually take stones. It takes a little practice. It takes a little time. But you can actually take the energy of a diamond and put that around yourself. It takes a few years to do that, but you'll eventually get it. And feel that kind of energy around your body, or a blue sapphire, or a pink sapphire, or emerald. Anything that you want. You have the power, the imagination, to take that emerald or the stones, whatever you want, and put that around your body. If you start going down, that means it's not the right energy. If you start going up and you open up consciously, that's everything, and that's what it means. So there's a lot of fun. You can do a lot of things with these things. Actually, when I pick out stones for somebody, I usually pick them out instantaneously within a matter of a millisecond. So, but I just wanted to show you tonight that there's ways of doing things that are quite interesting. But anyhow, I have to go off this evening. It's already 6:57. So I just wanted to thank some people, Dr. Fred Bell, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. You guys take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.